b'minoi, whether it fell into matzah, bein shloi b'minoi, fell into vegetables, it is alocha oshub osa b'mashu. It's osa mamish b'mashu. Why ke rav? Because he passes like rav. So again, Pasha. Pasha's mashmer, rav is machmir, because he goes according to rav. So alocha, that we don't pass like rav, we should not pass like rav either. Well, let's see the top Rashi. Omar rav ilkaso. Shmamina Rashi says, the posak rav ilkaso, the choli sun shibatero, b'mina b'mashu. Rashi also holds that rav is mamish holding like rav shittim. That kol ha-terekula, min b'min is not bottled. That's why there's a locha by chametz also the same way. Just he makes a gzeirom that ain't a minoy, otto minoy. But Rashi is also saying Rav was machmir only because he holds like Rav din. And Rashi lemais locha passes like this. This is Rashi shita. Rashi also passes the locha that min b'min is not bottled. So lemais the Tosfos argues on Rashi, because the locha we pass in min b'minoy is bottled. Even chad betray is bottled midiraisa. So Tosfos Taka says that Rav says here lechumra, it's not because he mamish holds like Rav. Some Rishonim take out the word Rav. They just say osa b'mashu, period. Now as Rav is saying midrabbonin on chometz v'machmir b'mashu. Since chometz midiraisa is a chi of chorus, even though midiraisa chometz is bottled v'shishim mid'mishenim minoy and min b'mina is bottled chad betray midiraisa, but akol ponim Rav is saying the rabbonin were machmir on Pesach to say that chometz is not bottled. Even b'mashu it's not bottled. And that's the al-chumra l'alocha. The way Tosfos says, that therefore it's nogei l'maisa, even though midiraisa that's what we spoke out. The Ikir Adin is like this, but there are some Rishonim that say we don't paskel like Rava, because Rava is also only going according to Rav, and we paskel not like Rav. So when you have big shailas, you can ask a Rav, certain, with certain sniffim, sometimes there are some tzas kulis. Right. Shalai bizmanoi, what about shalai bizmanoi after Pesach? Bein bimina, bein shalai bimina mutter. Why? Rabbi Shimon, again, Rabbi Yechon, or Rava also paskel like Rabbi Shimon. That what, that after Pesach, chometz is mutter. So therefore, it's mutter if the chometz got bottled. Even b'minoy, still it's mutter. For the Gemara, Omiyama Rava Hochi, is it true that Rava said like this, that the chometz after Pesach, it's mutter to eat? I've Omar Rava, Rava himself explained the Mishnah before, goes according to Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon can also konis. Hoyu v'yavro lo v'bal yiro v'yimotzoi. True midiraisa, even if you had chometz in your Rishus on Pesach, after Pesach it's mutter to eat it, but Reb Shimon holds midirabonon, though there's a kenas. Whoever had chometz in his rishus through Pesach, he was over the lava by Yerob by Yemotzayim, there's a kenas with the Rabbanan not to eat the chometz after Pesach. So why does Rav say that chometz l'achra Pesach is mutter, bein b'mina, bein shlo b'mina? Why? Since with the Rabbanan it's also, so with the Rabbanan also, it should have to be at least bottle b'shishim. Why does he say b'mina it's mutter, mashv even without shishim? And for the Gemara, honey, mili, when did Rav say Pshan Reb Shimon that there's a kenas midirabonin, not eat this chometz over Pesach, only when the chometz is ben. Hani mili b'enayu, when you have this chometz ben, this chometz you have that was you found in your house on Pesach, and you kept it there till after Pesach, this chometz you're not allowed to eat now. Avalai de tarubais, let's say this chometz now gets mixed up with something else, avi got mixed up chad betray, loy, then there's no chometz midirabonin. That's Pshan Rava, and that's the locker also, that if the chometz you had that was all over Pesach, by mistake got mixed up, now becomes mutter. B'tarubis is no gzera. The Rabbanan only made gzera when the chometz is ben, but not when it's b'tarubis. So the Gemara v'yoz the Rava l'taymei. Rava goes according to Shita. So Rashi, what v'yoz the Rava, the Rashi, d'yom alocha k'reb Shimon. That Rava paskas like Reb Shimon, that midiraisa, chometz, once it's after Pesach, becomes mutter teet. L'taymei, oh let's see, right. So the Gemara v'yoz the Rava l'taymei. D'yom alocha Rava says like this. Ki avinim bei Rav Nachman. Where Nachman was by him, ki have nafki shiva yom of the Pischa. After the 7 days of Pesach passed by, when of them, Omalon, he said, Puku uzvino chamira devnei cheli. Go outside and sell now the chometz that you had in your house, which was goyish chometz. Bnei cheli pasha means the army men. As the army men, the goyish army men, used to come into the city, and they used to have a right from the melech to deposit their food in people's houses. So they used to put down their chometz in the Yiddish house, through Pesach. So Lamaisa, that chometz, the Yid was not Makabel Achrayis. So he was not over by Yerob by Yemotzei. It was Goyish chometz. It wasn't his chometz. So since it wasn't chometz that you're over by Yerob by Yemotzei, he said right after Pesach, go and sell it. It's mutter to have a no. It's mutter to eat that chometz. In other words, Nafuke Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chometz Shabbat Pesach, it's also in the right zone, even Goyish Chometz is also. But since Rava Paskins like Rabbi Shimon, that Chometz after Pesach is Mutim in the right zone, what's also in the Rabbonin? Only a Knas if you were over by your own, by your Motzayim. So if you were holding Goyish Chometz in your house, you were not over by your own, by your Motzayim. Therefore, after Pesach is Mutim, Teet, and Vanor, you could sell it. The Rashi says, V'yaz the Rava, the Yom Alokach Rabbi Shimon, L'taymed Yom Anami B'yalma, Chometz Shal Nochri. If you have Goyish Chometz in your house, Shavu Lava Pesach, Mutter Af Bachilo, you should know you're allowed to eat it, that's Chometz. Why? Hoyav Olekala Miknas Bey. We can't give you a Knas, because you didn't do anything wrong. You weren't over by your Rabbi Yimotzei by holding Goyish Chometz in your house. It's Mutter with the rights to hold Goyish Chometz in your house. So you roll a Chol, the Pesach says, but Shalakim it's Mutter. So Rashi is Mazma now, what do you mean Rabbi Taimei? That he doesn't know like Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Rabbi Yehuda, if he would hold like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Chometz Tamakama, the Afilu Denachri, like we came out, the Ravacha B'Yakab was Chayzer, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Chometz is also in the Raisi after Pesach, even Goyish Chometz. If a Goy had Chometz on Pesach, it's also for Yisrael to eat that Chometz. So it's a Rai, Rabbi holds not like that. Rashi B'nei Chelim, Nochrim, the Goyish Army people, Sha'afal Pi Shofiyo Yoim Zer, Shavar, even who Pesach, even though they baked the bread on Pesach, still it's Mutter. So it's good, that's what we pass in the locker also. That Goyish Chometz is Mutter to eat right after Pesach. Right. Omar Rav, rest is another locker. Kedera is Pesach. If you have a Kedera, you have a pot that you cook Chometz on it before Pesach, you should know Yishavru. You have to break it. Hey, Chometz take a pot. You have to break. You can't use them after Pesach. There's no eight, so you have to just break them. So Rashi says, Omer Rav, Kedei Rech LePesach Yishavru. Rav LeTaimid Yomer, Chometz, Af LeYachaz Manoi Osebano. Rav Paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Chometz, Shavu LePesach, is Osebano. Rabbi Yehuda, V'yis LeLei B'mashu, and he also holds even a mashu is Oser. So Melo, the Chometz inside the pot is also Oser. He holds the Chometz, the bli inside the pot is called the mashu of Chometz, and you had that Chometz in your house all the Pesach. So Lamaise, after Pesach, you can't use these pots, because if you cook with these pots, that Chometz will come out, and the last of the food after Pesach is the mashu. So that's Rav Shita, Rav Patel, of Yehuda, that Chometz is the mashu, and Acher Pesach also it's also. Therefore, there's no way to you have to break the pot. So Rashi legs see, Uksav Yasod another Chiddush also Rav. Uksav Anoisin Tam Levgam Oser. He holds another Chiddush. That we hold a bli in a pot after one day when it says, when it's not a Bnei Yoimin anymore, it's Noisin Tam Levgam. The tam inside the pot becomes dead. When it comes out, the taste doesn't taste good. And we hold Noisin Tam, if it only gives off a taste, it's a bare taste, it's Mutim Midiraisim. So Chura, why it's what's wrong with this pot? After Pesach, even though it had a bli of chometz from before Pesach, but that bli became levgam. It should be mutter. So Rashi says, Rav holds noisin tam levgam is also. So therefore Rashi says, v'lef chilchos akavosei. We do not pass on like Rav for two reasons. It's right timing. Chodet yuk merov ilchos abatarubes liyachas mani mutter. Krab Shimon. First of all, we don't pass on like Yehuda. We hold chometz over Pesach is mutter. And bitarubes is zicha mutter. V'hai pochus mitarubes. And here, all you have is just a little bit blia, a little bit of the tam of the chometz that's in the pots, that's come out nothing. That's called mamash like a mashu, that avada with smutter. The yod another svar where we hold the smutter, the kaimlon we paskin, noisen tam levgam mutter. V'zeh mishav rolov yimeya pesach hufig taina b'doif nekli. Anytime you cook meat in a pot, when the pot stays overnight, or the next day, to some shit is 24 hours, some shit is just overnight, the blia, the taste in the pot is levgam. And when it comes out, midrash gets mutter. So vada these pots, that's what we hold also. Vada we don't break our pots. We're allowed to use our pots after Pesach. But Rav holds no, it's also. Fred Gemara v'yamai lishinu achra Pesach v'lever b'hu shaloi b'minoi. Look, or even according to Rav, you want to say this chometz now is chometz all over a Pesach. So therefore, you can't cook with this pot after Pesach. The question is why not? True, you can't cook. Another chometz in there, you can't cook matzah in there, because min b'min is not butler crunch of you done. But why can't you cook potatoes in the pot? If you cook a lot of potatoes there, so the tam of the chometz that comes out of the pot is butler b'roiv. And min b'shein min is mutter. So what do you have to break the pot for? Put away your pots and only use it for ein minoy. Don't use it to make new bread with, but only make something else with. And for the Gemara, gzeira dil mosel and mevet bu b'minoy. Rav makes the gzeira known. If you have a pot, that usually a pot you use for anything, you can't tell me now, you're only allowed to use this pot for something else that's not chometz, that's not bread. But to make bread in it, sir, that you can't say. Because people will come to use it with bread. Therefore, Rav holds his gzeira, ain't a mina what a mina. That's Rav's halacha. But halacha is like Shmuel, or Shmuel Amano. Lo yishavu, you don't have to break the pot. Abu mashoye le'liachas manai. Leave it till after Pesach. This is one of the rayas that the bli is inside the pot. You're not over by your by your motzei. That there's no issue in holding the pot over Pesach. You're only over by your motzei if you have chometz ben in your house on Pesach. But that we have our chometz liquor kelim in the house, what's inside there? There's no ben. Avadi's supposed to clean out all your pots before Pesach. All you have inside is just the bliya. What was swallowed up, the taste of the chometz could be in the pot. Now the taste, the time in the pot, there's no issue by your by your motzei. Therefore, you're allowed to hold this. You're allowed to hold it till after Pesach. The Yovid Bu, and now after Pesach, once you wait it already, it's more than a day, it's 7 days, now it's Tam Lefgam, it's the Tam that comes down is Mutter, therefore, Ben Bemina, Ben Shlo Beminoi. You're allowed to eat this, you're allowed to cook now, even Min Bemina is Mutter. Why? The Yoz the Shmuel time, and Shmuel goes according to Shito. The Yom HaShmuel, like Shmuel said before, oh, the Shmuel Shito is, yeah, plus the Shmuel Shita is like Rav Shimon. Shmuel Shita is like Rav Shimon we had before. That la'achas manoi chometz after his manoi is mutter midiraisa. So therefore, pshita, these pots you're allowed to use after Pesach. Because even though the chometz was in the, with the bliya, the what was the taste that was swallowed up in the pot was over Pesach, but after Pesach it becomes mutter. Or Shmuel the time day. The Yama Shmuel said like this: la'hano de mizavno kandi. People that used to sell are pots. Rashi kederos lachra Pesach. People used to make new pots and sell them after Pesach. So Shmuel told the people that are selling the pots, Ashvu Zvini, you should know, make the prices low. Don't raise your prices so high. V'loi, and if you're not going to lower your prices, he told the storemen, if you're going to leave the prices so high, you should know, Darshin and Lechu, Krebi Shimon. I'm going to Darshin clearly like the Shimon Shita. What's the Shimon Shita? That Chometz after Pesach is Mutter. In other words, these people in the Shtot, Vaisas held like Rav. They held that chometz after Pesach is awesome. So maybe they all held that the, according to Rav Shita, you have to break all your pots. So when it comes after Pesach, you have to mamash buy new pots. After Pesach, you have to buy yourself a whole new set of plates and pots. So then that struck, everybody went out to the store to buy new pots. So Shmuel told the storekeeper, you be careful. You better make the prices nice and low. Because if I see now you're taking advantage and making the prices higher, I'm going to pass them like Shmuel. That according to Shmuel, you're allowed to use the old pots you had before Pesach. Because that's only chometz after Pesach that's mutter to use. That's what Shmuel told him. Shmuel told him, be careful. Because ibiloi dashin l'chuk Reb Shimon. Shat gemara for lidrish l'hu. Why didn't he paskin right now like Shmuel? To a Shmuel Reb Shimon s'rilei. We had before Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon that chometz after Pesach is mutter. It's only yosem mishum a knas. It's only knas if you had chometz ben. Mashenken the chometz that's belua, that's swallowed up inside your pot, you're not over by your motzim. So even though the bli of the tam is inside your pot, but after Pesach, it's mutter, those tams. So why didn't Shmuel Paskin clearly like this, that it's mutter? Why do you only have to tell the storekeeper, only if you raise the price, then I'll do that. Why didn't he do it right away? The teretz was Asur the Rav Hevi. That was a place of Rav. And about Rav was the more of Asur, so Rav Paskin's at the place of Asur. So therefore, Shmuel didn't want to say anything. He didn't want to paskin it was mutter. He just told the storekeeper, be careful, don't raise your prices too much. Because if you will, then I'll paskin lefi my shita that the plates, the pots are mutter. They won't buy new pots altogether. So the Levad Lalocha we hold like Shmuel. However, we're allowed to use our old pots after Pesach. Because the bliya that was inside, you're not over by your by motzei, even though there's a tam chometz there. But we paskin chometz, Shavu Pesach is mutter midiraisa. Even the rabbon is mutter. So therefore, it's mutter. Right. Hahu tanura. Somebody had an oven. The tochulei ticha that he smeared on it some fats. Somebody smeared some fats on the bottom of the floor of the oven. Is osra rova bariloi lemichla lerifto afilu b'milcha. And after you smear the bottom of the oven with fats, with flesh, like a fats, now you make bread there. So this bread now has a tam boser in it. So the bread is a fleshedika bread. So he asked you to eat this bread now even with salt. Loilam, and it's also lirlam. Why? Dilmos lemichla bekutcha. And that's halacha. You're not supposed to have fleishig bread, because if you have bread made with fleishigs, we're afraid maybe you can't eat it with milchigs, with milk. Since bread is something you eat equally with meat and with milk, you're not supposed to make either fleishig bread or else milchig bread. Oh, there's only a hefter if it's made in a special way that it's nicker clearly it's that way, or else you make very small amounts lead at one time. But to make regular bread, it's also to make it fleishig. How was this halacha? He said, it's also leilam. Rashi tocha veticha, shumin nosnu b'vekakisoy. He put fats on the bottom of the oven. V'nois sein tam b'lechem. And now the fat put tam into the bread. Leilam. So the Mora says, Rava Paskin, that this oven is also to use leilam, Rashi afilu chosev husek. Even after you burn it out, in other words, be mechadesh here, you're not allowed to kasher the oven. Since this oven now has fleishigs inside it, you're never allowed to break bread in this oven. There's no way to kasher this oven. You can't bake bread in this oven. This is the remain now of fleishig oven, and you can't bake bread there. You can only use it for fleishigs. For the more mesi, I have a kasher on you. The locher is, ain loshen es isa b'cholav. You're not allowed to put milk into bread, or into the dough. The ain losh, call the yim losh, if you did it, you put milk into your dough. You should know, call a pas kul asura. You're not allowed to eat this bread. With the rabbonim, it's also exera. Because since usually bread you eat with meat, we're afraid maybe this milchik bread you'll eat with meat. The rabbonim said you can't eat bread that's milchik. Except the only heter is, if it's nikka claw, like a cheese thing, if you have mama's cheese in there, it's nikka claw, it's milchik, that would be mutton. But a regular bread cannot be milchik. Mifnei hergal avera. Because we're afraid maybe you can't eat it with fleishiks. The same type of luck we also have. Ain't toshin esatana balyum. You're not allowed to shmi.